Thank you, Brother Dixon. It's a blessing to be here this morning, and I appreciate the service thus far, and appreciate the presence of the Lord, appreciate the songs and testimonies and prayers already that's been given this morning, and what a blessing it is to be among the people of God this morning. And the song is true, while the ages roll, just keep on praising Him. I've been a few times where I've been in meeting where I didn't want to stop praising Him. But in this body, we have to. But I'm glad there's a place where we'll not have to stop praising. It will be for eternity. And I've heard folks talk about heaven and try to make it out what would be in heaven. And they've glorified it as you know, a place to do some recreational activity and other things, but I'll tell you, that pales in comparison with what it's really going to be. Amen. Constantly praising Him. Amen. Thank the Lord. I do believe that, don't you? By the way, the Lord Jesus, we've come to know Him, first of all, in the forgiveness of sin as our Lord and Savior. And then the Bible teaches us that, or Paul said, I want to know Him further. And the Bible says if we follow on to know the Lord. And if you've been saved for any amount of time and trying to do the will of the Lord, you know more about Him. Matter of fact, we sing that song here out of this church hymn, I want to know more about my Lord. And you find out more about Him as you live the Christian life. And you, if you've been saved any amount of time, you know more about Him today than you did when you got saved. And the reason you can love Him more is because you know more about Him. Amen. And to know more about Him is to love Him. And I appreciate that fact. And I do believe that in the ages to come, I do believe that when we awaken His likeness, I believe that throughout the ceaseless ages of eternity, we will come to know more about Him. He'll keep unveiling Himself. Amen. He is an eternal God. Amen. And I believe we'll keep knowing more about Him. I do believe that, don't you? And never will we exhaust about Him and what He is. And so it'll be a wonderful place, won't it? Amen. Be a wonderful place. I thank the Lord for that. All right, 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And verse number 1 and 2. I want to read that this morning. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. We'll read those two verses and then I'll give you what's on my heart that the Lord's put on my heart for this morning. And I trust the Lord will bless the reading of His Word and bless that He wants us to say this morning. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 1. Here's what the Bible said. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. Father, we thank You for the reading of the Scripture this morning. How blessed we are, Lord, to have a copy of Your Word in our hands today. Lord, I know there's people throughout the world that would give, Lord, much if they could just have, Lord, a Bible like we have this morning. And yet, Lord, we take it so glibly, so lightly, what You have blessed us with here in America. But I thank You, dear Lord, that I have, Lord, a copy of the Word of God. Lord, I just don't have, dear Lord, some of the Word of God, and I don't just have an opinion of the Word of God, are a commentary on the Word of God, but I have the very Word of God in my hand today. And You said it's forever settled in heaven, and You've preserved it until this generation, and I thank You for it. And I thank You, Lord, that I don't only have the Word of God in my hand, but I have the living Word in my heart this morning, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. And I'm glad to be saved this morning and among the people of God and in the family of God. I appreciate that fact this morning. Now, help me, Lord, to say what You want said in the way You want it said this morning. May I be hid in Thee. May the folks not see me but see You. May they not hear me but hear You. And may the Word of God go forth the power and demonstration of the Spirit of God. May you prepare our hearts to receive what you have for us. May we have hearing ears, receptive hearts, and obedient spirits. Would you awaken sinners to their need of you and save them by grace? And Lord, would you speak to the saints today and strengthen and encourage our lives and draw us close to you? May we leave here better than what we've come. And above everything, may you be glorified by the means of this service. May we worship you. May, Lord, your name be magnified among us today. And, oh, dear Lord, I pray you get glory and honor out of this service. We'll love you, thank you, and praise you for what you do in Jesus' name. I ask it this morning. Amen and amen. Well, I want to talk to you out of this verse number one, the last three words of that text there, or that verse said, Paul said, we faint not. We've received this ministry. We have this ministry because we have received mercy. And because God has given us this ministry through His mercy, He said, we faint not. Now, throughout the Word of God, you're familiar, and I'm sure you've read it many times, this little phrase, faint not, is mentioned in the Word of God. Now, I want to talk to you just this morning on fainting not this morning. Not to faint this morning. That evidently, the Lord knew that within the human mind and the human heart and the human spirit, that there was a tendency to faint when we are following the Lord, when we are living for the Lord. Now, if you faint, of course, you know, we talk about that in the natural sense, a person just sort of, for a moment, loses consciousness. But in the Word of God, the word faint simply means, my friend, weakness, or to become weary. It can mean to loose or be loose from, I guess, really reality for a while. It can mean a condition of spiritless, my friend. That is, no fervor or no fire left in us. And there is a danger in the work of God and doing the will of God to become faint. As a matter of fact, in Hebrews chapter 12, the Bible said, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy sat down before Him, endured the cross, and despised the shame, and said, wherefore, consider Him that endured such contradiction of sinners, lest you be wearied and faint in your mind. I don't believe I've ever seen such a weariness and a weakness and a spiritlessness among the people of God. How they are losing out to reality. Oh, God, help us today not to faint. Amen. Just three or four things that God placed on our heart early this morning that I want to talk to you about. In other words, don't become weary, or don't get to that place. I bet you become weak and you give up, or you stop, my friend, what the Lord has instructed you. Amen. First of all, the Bible would instruct us in Luke chapter 18 and verse 1. The Bible said, Jesus spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought to always pray and not to faint. So I want to encourage you this morning to faint not, or not to faint in prayer this morning. Hallelujah. I'm glad, my friend, thank God, prayer is the key that unlocks the windows and the door and the gates of heaven. Amen. The old black preacher said it right. Thank God, every one of us have a check made out on the bank of heaven, but we fail to cash it in at the window of prayer. Amen. And sometimes we pray and we pray and we pray, and it looks like that our prayers is not doing one bit of good. But this Bible teaches us that we are to pray and to faint not. And the parable that Jesus left was the parable of, my friend, the unjust judge and the widow that was in that city.
And she kept coming to the unjust judge and saying to him, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not. He wouldn't pay her any attention. He kept turning her case and her plea away. But the Bible said, hey God, she just kept coming. And finally the judge said, I'll tell you, her continual coming is wearying me. And so the Bible said, thank God, oh, my friend, hear what the unjust judge said. He said, I'll avenge her, I'll hear her case, I will grant her petition because I don't want her to keep continually coming to me. And Jesus said, hear what the unjust judge says. Thank God. Shall not God avenge his own elect, which cried day and night unto him, though he bear long with him? I tell you, he will avenge them speedily. Amen. Now the unjust judge didn't care nothing about the widow. He had no regard unto her. It was just her continual coming. And so the Lord's saying to us, God's not like the unjust judge. Amen. Hallelujah. He does care for us. He is concerned about us. And though he bears long with us sometimes, and though he does not answer our prayers as quickly as we like for him to, I remember that he will avenge his own elect. Hey, oh, bless his name tonight. Hey, God, oh, my friend, God never toys with our emotions. God never toys with our affections. God, my friend, never deliberately or purposely does not hear us just because he can or cannot. But there's always a definite plan and a purpose, hey, God, for our good that's going on when he delays our prayers. Are y'all hearing me this morning? God help us. Amen. I think of the disciples on the Sea of Galilee in the storm, no doubt desiring the Lord to come to them. He had told them to get in that ship and to go up to the other side while he sent the multitudes away. And so they got in that ship and waited on him to come. But the Bible said when the darkness came, the Lord was not there. The Bible said when the storm came, the Lord was not there. Thank God, he purposely and deliberately waited till the darkness, thank God, enveloped them. He purposely and deliberately waited till the storm came upon them. And yet he didn't come. Oh, my friend, oh, he did not come. And quite often when the darkness envelops us, when the storm comes in our lives, God does not show up. He does us like Martha and Mary. Lazarus, the one whom you love is sick, but he tarries. Thank God, he waits. Amen. No, not because, my friend, he does not care about us or concerned about us or doesn't love us, but he's working something greater in our life. Amen. Isaiah said there are treasures in the darkness. Amen. Isaiah said he waits that he might be gracious unto you. And so sometimes God, my friend, hesitates, or we think hesitates, but God delays, or God waits about answering our prayer, and my friend, so he can be more gracious to us, so he can show us the treasures of darkness. Oh, and so I say to you, hallelujah, just keep praying, amen. Was it not Daniel that set himself to pray? Thank God, and fasted those days, about 21, and finally the angel showed up and said, Daniel, when you first started praying, I was dispatched from heaven to come over here and to answer your prayer. He said, but between heaven and you, he said, I got in a battle and a confrontation, amen, with one of those demonic angels and spirits, and I had to wrestle that thing and put it down, but I've won the victory and I'm here now, Daniel, to answer your prayer. I say, pray on, hallelujah. And don't faint, thank God, when you are praying, amen. and don't become weary, and don't get to the place that you're spiritless. Amen. Oh, God, help us. I tell you, friend, we ought to always pray and not to faint. It's right to pray. Amen. Thank God, pray day and night. Amen. Thank God, and God will avenge you speedily. God will answer, thank God, if we will not faint in our prayers. It was Elijah that went down the seventh time with his face between his knees. Thank God, for the first six times, thank God, his servant said, I don't see anything. Amen. I don't believe that there's any sign of rain. There's no change. Thank God, on the horizon. There's no change in the landscape. Everything's like it's been for the last 3.5 years. And may I remind you, Elijah had a promise from God that if he'd show himself to Ahab, that he would send rain. But yet he had to pray it in. Amen. And he just kept praying. The Bible said he prayed not, and it did not rain for 3 years and 6 months. Then he prayed again. And it wasn't just one prayer. He prayed again, and he prayed again, and he prayed again until the seventh time, and he did not faint. And the servant come back, and he said, do you see anything now? And the servant said, I don't know if it's worth mentioning or not, and nothing looks my friend different. The only thing I can see is way out under on the horizon, a cloud about the size of a man's hand. Thank God, about that big. Amen. Open our clothes. That's about the size of the cloud he saw. About the size of a man's hand. And Elijah said, hey, God, tell Ahab, you better get off of this mountain. It's pitching the rain. Whoa! You mean by a cloud that big? He said, sure. Why? Hey, God, because he said, I recognize that hand. That's the hand that sent me to the palace. That's the hand that fed me at the brook. That's the hand that put meal in the barrel. That's the hand that put oil in the cruse. That's the hand that raised the dead boy. That's the hand that sent the fire on Mount Carmel. That's the hand of the Almighty God. And if that hand is on the horizon, it's going to rain. I say pray. Thank God. And don't faint. And don't quit praying. And just keep praying. God will answer.
Oh, don't be weary and don't be faint in your praying. Hallelujah. Secondly, may I say this morning, hallelujah, don't faint or faint not, not only with praying, but don't faint or faint not when God is preparing you to be partakers of His holiness. Hebrews chapter 12, the Bible said in verse 5, and that you have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as children. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of Him. Hallelujah. Bless His name. Oh, and He said, now our fathers after the flesh, they chastised us. They chastened us, that we might, for their own pleasure, amen, to vent their anger. But He said, when God rebukes us, when God chastens us, when God scourges us, He does it because He loves us. And because He receives us, amen. And He says He also does it, thank God, that we might be partakers of His holiness. Now, no chastening for the present seems to be joyous, but rather grievous. But afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness to them who are exercised therein. And the Hebrew believers were being chastened. They were being scourged. God had allowed the Roman government. God had allowed their own country. Thank God to mistreat them and persecute them. Oh, hear me, friend. And can I say, God was just allowing that to come. Because He was preparing them to be partakers of His holiness. Woo! Hallelujah.
Oh, it'd be good if we could go, use it from our present state unto a state. Thank God of partaking divine holiness. But God has to get all the uncleanness out of us. Amen. And Joseph had the promise. Thank God that the sheaves would bow to his sheaves. And that the moon and the stars would bow to his sheaves. But Joseph was not capable of ruling the nation. Thank God he could not leave. Thank God the table of his father. He could not leave the chair at the father's table and sit in the chair in the kingdom of Pharaoh. But for the next 13 years, he had to be chastened. He had to be scourged. He had to be rebuked. Hallelujah. He had to go through the pit. Thank God he had to go through the lies of Potiphar's wife. He had to go through the prison. Thank God. Before he could ever be a prince. God help us this morning. When God's chasing you, when God's scourging you, when God's rebuking you, don't faint. He's just preparing you how to be partaker of his holiness. But there come a day that Joseph come out of prison. I changed his garment, got a ring, got put in the second chariot, and rode throughout all of Egypt. But oh, God had to prepare him. And before you and I can be partakers of his glory and his holiness, he must put us through suffering. He must chasten us and scourge us. Amen. Oh, so don't faint when you're rebuked of him. Hallelujah. Heard it this morning. Hallelujah. I want to say, not only should we not faint in prayer, not only should we not faint when God is preparing us to be partakers of his holiness. Hallelujah. Amen. Can I say this? If you're ever partakers of his holiness, hallelujah, and partakers of his divine nature, and partakers of his glory, you'll never sit around and say, man, I really had to come through some hard stuff to get this. No, it'll be so glorious when you get there that you'll say it is worth the trip. It is worth every mile. Woo! Hallelujah! Amen. Hallelujah. How do you know that? Well, consider him that endured such contradiction against sinners and against himself, lest you be weary and faint in your mind. And who for the joy sat down before him, endured the cross, and despised the shame. Do you ever think for one moment Jesus ever looks at God at the prince in his hands and in his feet and in his side and say, it wasn't worth it? No, no. But every time a sinner comes to him, the Bible said there's rejoicing in the presence of the angels. The angels don't know how to rejoice over a sinner getting saved. They ain't never been lost or been redeemed. But there's one that rejoices every time a sinner, woo! Hey, God gets in the family. Hallelujah. And there's coming a day when that bridegroom, when the Lord Jesus Christ will come get his bride and take us to glory and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. And I don't believe a time, there'll be a time in eternity that Christ will ever look at his bride that he purchased with his own blood and say it wasn't worth it. Look what all I had to go through. He'll just be so glad that we're there. Oh, oh. Don't faint. Thank God. Oh, when he's preparing you how to partake in his glory and in his holiness, I don't be weary. Don't give up. Thank God. Just endure it. Hallelujah. And let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't faint when he's in prayer. Don't faint when he's preparing you to be partaker of his holiness. Hallelujah. And don't faint when you're performing the will of God and the work of God. Amen. Oh, There's a tendency to get weary. There's a tendency, thank God, to become weak. There's a tendency to become spiritless in doing the work of God. Amen. But Paul said in Galatians 6 and verse 9, and let us not be weary in well doing. Or we shall reap in due season if we faint not. Amen. Somebody said, well, what I'm doing ain't amounting to anything. Well, just keep sowing the seed. Just keep watering the seed. Just keep praying. Thank God. I just let it, keep letting Him prepare you for what's ahead. I just thank God. I keep my friend, my friend persisting in what He told you to do, and it will pay off. You'll reap in new season. I don't faint when you're performing the works of God and the will of God. Amen. And when you are doing well. Amen. Hallelujah. The college in South Carolina called Bob Jones University. Many of you are familiar with it. Been in the news. I think Bob Jones III is now the chancellor. But Bob Jones Sr., who founded the college, was a great preacher. And Bob Jones Sr., thank God, used to tell his church, and then he'd tell his students, he'd say, do right. If the stars fall, do right. Hallelujah. Hey, thank God, I don't be weary in well-doing. It looks like sometimes a well-doing's not paying off, and there's no reaping, and others that live in wickedness are reaping good things right and left. Hallelujah. And we faint sometimes, thank God, when we see the prosperity of the wicked. But you better take another look. Hallelujah. Their blessings are temporal and ours are eternal. And they're sowing to the flesh, and they're going to reap of the flesh corruption. But they that sow to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Thank God, our reaping is an eternal wages. So don't be weary in well doing. Don't faint.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. You'll reap in due season. Amen. I don't know when the due season is, but that's God's business. But there will be a due season. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And I guess too many times, Brother Dixon, I focused on that verse and the next one to preach to those that were sowing to the flesh and trying to remind them that God's not mocked. But you turn that scripture. God's not mocked. That whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. They that sow the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. You can preach that to the wicked or those that do wrong. Amen. But you better turn that around. God's not mocked either. Woo! When it comes to doing well and doing woo! Hallelujah! We'll reap what we sow. Thank God. We may have to have long patience for it. It may not come tomorrow, but in due season, there'll be a reaping day. Hallelujah. Some folks will have to wait till the morning of the resurrection. Some folks will have to wait till the judgment seat. But there's going to be a reaping. Hallelujah. And to hear Him say, well done. And to hear Him say, enter in, faithful one. That'll be worth it. Hallelujah. Don't get faint in doing what's right, in well doing, in performing your work and the will of God. Oh. Hallelujah. Bless His name. Amen. Hallelujah. May I remind you, Judges chapter 8 and verse number 4. The Bible tells us in chapter 7 that Gideon, by the direction of God, has sent home and sent home and sent home the volunteers for the battle against the enemy until he don't have but 300 left.
In chapter 7, amen, hallelujah, they blow their trumpets, break their pitchers, pitchers that have, thank God, the light or the candle or the lamp inside of it, and cry out the sword of the Lord and the Gideon, and God discomfits the enemy before them. But in chapter 8, everybody's not defeated, so they have to go after them. Hallelujah. And the Bible said in Judges 8 and verse 4, they cross a brook. Amen. Thus Gideon and his 300. The Bible said they are faint, yet pursuing them. Hallelujah. These last days are days of faintness, but don't quit pursuing. Thank God. Oh, complete victory's right ahead. Oh, Christ has already won the battle, and He won it at Calvary. And victory is ours if we'll just keep pursuing. Thank God. Hallelujah. Thank God. I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I pursue after the power. I pursue after the presence of God. Though you may be faint today, don't quit. Just keep pursuing. Thank God. The battle's about over with. Thank God. The end is inside. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. How when you get weak, how when you're already faint, can you keep pursuing? Amen. David said in Psalm 27 verse 13, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Woo! He said every time I got to looking around, thank God, and seeing the wicked spread himself like a bay tree. Thank God. When I saw the enemy, when I saw all that was going on, he said, it left me spiritless. It left me weak. It made me just want to untouch or detach and loose from reality and faint away. Hallelujah. Thank God. And lose consciousness spiritually. But he said, I took another look. And he said, thank God, I didn't just see the evil. And I didn't just see the wickedness. He said, I saw the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And I said, I can't quit now. I can't faint now. Hey, God's going to do something good. Hey. Woo! Thank God for the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And in spite of the wickedness and the darkness we're surrounded by, look up and see the goodness of the Lord. And don't faint this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh my. Bless His name. Isaiah said, doesn't matter how youthful you are, amen, it doesn't matter what kind of strength you have, and he said there'll come a time that even the youths shall faint and be weary. And the young men shall utterly fall. Well, preacher, if everybody, even those that have strength, and the youth and the young man, is going to faint, utterly fall, how can we faint not? Hallelujah. Oh, verse 28 said, hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord of the ends of the earth, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not. Neither is weary, and there is no searching of His understanding. So when you get to the end of your strength, when you begin to fall, when you begin to faint, when you get weak and when you get weary, when you just lose and are loose from reality, and you have no spirit left in you, and God, lean on Him, hallelujah. And He said, let me remind you, hallelujah, that the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, He never faints. He never gets weary. Hallelujah. And He's promised strength. And He's promised help. And He's promised, seeing that He was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin, He's able to succor them that are tempted. Hallelujah. Woo!
Amen. Oh, Lord. Oh, that word succor, Brother Dixon. Amen. In the New Testament means to come alongside and to bear up.
Bless you, brother.
Hallelujah.
Bless you.
Amen. Bless His name. Hallelujah. And when you get weary, when you get faint, hallelujah, when you get weak, oh, thank God, and you say, I can't do it, I can't go on, have you not known, have you not heard, oh, that the God, the Creator of the ends of the earth, never gets faint, never gets weary, never becomes weak, amen. Thank God, lean on Him, come boldly to the throne of grace, that you might obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Amen. Hallelujah. And then let me read that last verse, and you can quote it, but let me read it to you this morning. But they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Hallelujah. Why? Because of them? No. But because of their Creator. Because of their intercessor. Because of their advocate. Woo! The name of the Lord is a stronghold. Hey, God. Hey, it is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are saved. Hallelujah. Oh, when you become faint and weary along the journey, remember that He has strength available. Hey, God, and He never faints and He never becomes weary. Amen. And that's how I come this morning. We can faint not because we have been given this ministry and we have received mercy. Amen. We deserve to faint because of the weakness of our flesh. But we don't faint because we receive mercy. Amen. Hallelujah. And mercy is receiving from God what you do not deserve. Amen. And with mercy always comes grace. And then peace comes right up behind it. Hallelujah. Amen. Woo! And grace. Amen. Thank God. Mercy is not receiving what you do deserve. And grace is receiving what you don't deserve. Amen. Thank God for mercy and grace. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. We'll work till Jesus comes. Hallelujah. We'll hold the fort. Amen. Hallelujah. Wave the answer back to heaven. Hey, God, by thy grace, we'll hold the fort. We'll occupy till you come. We'll not faint, but it'll be because of your mercy and because of your grace. And when the battle's over, we'll wear a crown. Have you just been plumb disgusted and discouraged and defeated and literally become faint in your praying this morning? Have you become weak and weary when God is chastening and scourging you? Have you become faint, weak in it? Hallelujah. And somebody said, I don't understand.
Because God's putting all this on me. And other folks around me are doing things that He's not a bothering Him at all. Hallelujah. And I noticed them disciples got in that ship and got to the other side of the lake through the night. The next morning, it's on the other side. And the Bible said some of them was on this side where they had launched from. Got in their boats and they got to the other side. Hallelujah. And so they got to the side, but they had not endured the darkness nor the storm that the disciples had. And maybe they looked at Jesus and said, it ain't fair. We had to endure the darkness. We had to endure the storm. We had to toil and ruin to get here. And these folks just sailed in the calm sunshine. Don't seem fair, Lord. But He could have said, yeah, but none of them seen me walking on the water. Oh, none of them got the treasures of the darkness that you got. None of them, ain't God, I got to be gracious to like I did you. Woo! Hallelujah. Oh, him that suffer greatly, he will reward greatly. Hallelujah. Bless his name. Thank God he has. Thank God what we need this morning. Have you been faint in performing the work and the will of God? Have you been faint? Oh, this morning. In pursuing after God. Don't quit this morning. Thank God. Reach out a little further. Run another mile. Hallelujah. Lay hold. Thank God and apprehend what you've been apprehended of this morning. Everybody stand with me this morning. Faint not. Faint not this morning. Hallelujah. Sister, can you just play something on the piano softly? As she plays on the piano this morning, if you want to use the altar, you ought to come on this morning. If you've been fainting in your prayer life, if you've been fainting on in God, amen, preparing you to be partakers of His holiness, and you've been fainting in performing the work and the will of God, if you've grown weary in pursuing after, amen, what God has promised you, then would you come this morning? Amen. Oh, have you looked at all the badness and the wickedness and the evil of the world and it's caused you to be faint-hearted? Then look to the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. It'll give you strength. Amen. If you need to pray now, you come this morning. The altar's open to you. Hallelujah. And if you're weak and faint in your own strength, remember the God, the Creator of the ends of the earth. Thank God He never fails. Thank God He never faints. He's never weary. Thank God, cast your care on Him. Lean on His strong arm this morning. Depend on His strength. He said, my strength is made perfect in your weakness. So while she plays, while others pray, if you feel the need of prayer and the burden to pray, why don't you just step out and get in this altar and say, Lord, I've been a little faint lately. I've been a little weary. I've been a little weak. I've been a little spiritless. Amen. I've lost the fire and the fervency. Amen. But Lord, I want that strength where I can walk and not faint, where I can run and not be weary. I want to learn to wait on you, Lord, and get your strength. Hallelujah. Would you come this morning? Would you come this morning? You need to get right with God. If you just need to pray about some area of your life, some area of discouragement, defeat, despair, despondency, would you come this morning? Faint not this morning. Don't faint. Hearken to the voice of God. Heed the call of God this morning. Hallelujah. Is it well with your soul? Is your heart right with God? If not, would you come while she plays, while others pray, while the Spirit of God draws and speaks? Would you obey the Lord this morning? Would you let God have His will and His way in your life today? Would you be obedient to the voice of God and submissive to the Spirit of God in the service this morning? Right now, would you do what you know you ought to? Would you do what the Spirit of God has bid you to do? Thank you, Brother Nixon. Hallelujah. Bless His name. Amen. Oh, yes, please.
Thank you.